Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The end of September is upon us. And sadly, that means the end of National Bourbon Heritage Month. It is our customary tradition on the Cigar Dave Show that we end National Bourbon Heritage Month with a tasting. We conduct bourbon and American whiskey tasting maneuvers. And today, we're not going to just conduct tasting maneuvers. It is mega maneuvers of rye whiskey, bourbon whiskey, and all American whiskeys today. At my last count, at least 30, whether we make them all or not. Who knows? But they're all in front of us. I am salivating. I am drooling. I cannot wait to taste all these fabulous quintessential American spirits as we wrap up National Bourbon Heritage Month with mega bourbon and American whiskey tasting maneuvers. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Oh, and by the way, to all of you fellow alphas, contrary to what Senator Mazie Hanono says, or whatever her Hawaiian name is, is it Don Ho 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 Hanono? Whatever it is. Don Ho, tiny bubbles. Forget, as men, being quiet. As alphas, we are not going to be quiet. We are going to be very vociferous, especially today, as we enjoy some fantastic spirits. As always, don't forget, follow me on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and any other social media that may be created between now and next week. It is a delight, a pleasure as always, to welcome front and center to our Cigar Dave microphones as we originate the Cigar Dave Show today, our Ford Theater of Command, the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, just minutes from Tampa International Airport. My pleasure to welcome Sommelier Dave Cavanis to our microphone. Sommelier Dave, we have brought an incredible number of bourbons, 30-plus at my last count. It takes alphas to be able to sample all of these. I am ready. I am eagerly awaiting. The question is, Sommelier Dave, have you brought your A-game for tasting maneuvers?
General Long Ash is at you. I also am salivating.
That would be salivating. You're right.
I'm already doing everything. I'm already in the bucket with this. We have so many whiskeys here. Yes, my A-game is always brought. This is what I was born for, and this was what my mother was worried would happen to me, that I would really enjoy life and have a good time and meet friends like you, who have like-minded thought process. Great to be here.
Well, it is great to have you, and we have had a great month on the Cigar Dave Show during National Bourbon Heritage Month. We had some incredible guests. We started off with Frederick Booker Noe III of Jim Beam, master distiller and ambassador, Fred Noe III. And actually, when we had him on the day before, his daughter-in-law and son had a baby boy, and I think they're calling him Frederick Booker Noe IV, and he's going to be known as Booker. So congratulations to him. Then we had Dave Pickerell of Oakview Spirits, former master distiller at Maker's Mark. He's been a consultant to the craft distilling industry, worked with Whistle Pig, St. Augustine Distillers, in charge of the George Washington Blend and Distillery, Garrison Brothers of Texas. We've got one of their whiskeys, about 40, 50 different craft distilleries he's worked with. And last week we had Harlan Wheatley, master distiller of Buffalo Trace. And today, in addition to you, Sommelier Dave, we've got some very special guests that will join us a bit later on. We've got Chris Rich of Heaven's Door Bourbon and Stolen Whiskey. We've got Peter Corey of I believe I'm pronouncing this correct, Conica Ridge Distilleries in Alabama, Clyde Mays Bourbon. We're going to do a vertical sampling of the Clyde Mays Bourbon. And we got Scotty Neal of American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg, Florida, across the bay from the cigar city of Tampa. We'll be sampling some of their Horse Soldier whiskeys and bourbons. Cannot wait to get to that. And today we're going to be enjoying some American whiskeys, some bourbons. We've got some rye whiskeys that we're going to be enjoying. We've got something called the Braxton Mash, which is a combination between a rum and a bourbon. So we're going to have a cornucopia of various different tastings. But first off, let us talk about what is bourbon, American whiskey. When we talk about it, what is it? First of all, every single bourbon is whiskey, but every whiskey is not bourbon. So first up, when we talk about Whiskey Sommelier Dave, we're talking about a distilled alcoholic beverage made from fermented grain mash. It could be, in the case of bourbon, a majority corn. It can be rye. It can be wheat. For Scotch whiskeys, Irish whiskeys, it can be barley. And they're generally aged either in new oak barrels or used oak barrels in the case of Scotch whiskey. So that's whiskey. Then we go to bourbon whiskey. So, Sommelier Dave, there are some legal definitions of bourbon. What are they?
Well, first of all, it has to be produced in the United States. It has to be made up from a grain mixture that is at least 51% corn. It's always aged in new charred oak containers.
Barrels.
Right?
Yep.
Barrels. Distilled to no more than 160 proof, that's 80% alcohol, and then it enters into the barrel for aging at no more than 125 or 62.5 proof, and it has to be bottled at 80 proof or more. So it's not so limited on what's in it, other than it has to be 51% corn, and it has to be within that range of alcohol.
Now, if a distiller, for example, says, great, I want to make a bourbon-style whiskey, 51% corn, at least in the mash, but he uses aged or used oak charred oak barrels, you can't by law in the United States call it bourbon. And the reason that is because when they char the oak barrels, the bourbon, while it is aging in the barrel, picks up a lot of that charriness, picks up a lot of the wood notes and flavor and characteristics. And that's a very big deal because there's a very big difference. If you were to put a bourbon whiskey in a used oak barrel, big flavor difference,
sure,
as it ages over 2 years, 4 years, eight,
sure,
years, whatever the case may be.
Plus, the Scots would really be bummed out if they didn't have all those extra barrels coming their way.
Largest buyer of used oak American oak barrels, that is
Scotland.
The Scotch,
sure,
industry in,
sure,
Scotland.
And another thing is, even though it's a minimum of 51%, all these whiskeys that I have that I'm looking here at now, majority of them are going to be around 70, maybe a high of around 76% corn. It gives it that, you know, uniqueness, that flavor profile, that aroma. And then you have whether it's rye or some malted barley blended in. But you're going to get a good batch of corn as we drink these.
The first American spirit was actually rye whiskey, and then bourbon came on the scene a little bit later, and we have included a number of ryes. And when you talk about ryes as opposed to a bourbon, bourbon tends to be a bit sweeter. Rye is a sharper, spicier taste on the palate.
Sure. Plus, rye will give you that spice.
Much big spice.
If you like a spicy whiskey, go for rye.
Spicy and a lot of warmth on the way down. Now, bourbon whiskey, when we look at where the name is derived from, it originally comes from the French House of Bourbon, although the precise inspiration for the whiskey's name is still unsettled. There are those that say Bourbon County in Kentucky, and then there's those that say, well, it's the House of Bourbon, Bourbon Street in New Orleans, which is also named for the dynasty. But we don't know which one is true, but we do know that bourbon has been distilled since the 18th century, and the term bourbon for whiskey has been traced to the 1820s. And began to be used consistently in Kentucky in the 1820s, and then used in Kentucky in the 1870s. And when we look at the bourbon industry in Kentucky, it is incredible how large it is. Bourbon is a $9 billion signature industry in Kentucky, over 18,000 jobs, payroll nearly $1 billion. When we look at bourbon production, it has increased over 250%. Since 1999. In 99, there were 455,000 bourbon barrels that were filled. In 2016, almost 1.6 million. So it's really incredible. And bourbon inventory in Kentucky has now topped over 7 million barrels, highest since the early 1970s. There are now over 1.5 barrels of bourbon aging in Kentucky for every person living in Kentucky. So there's more bourbon barrels than people in Kentucky, which really is an amazing, amazing thing. And Kentucky bourbon, Tennessee whiskey exports surged more than 10% the last number of years. It's the largest export category among all U.S. distilled spirits with over $1 billion in recipe. And the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, which I know you have visited, Sommelier Dave, mm-hmm. one of the hottest tourist attractions in the country, almost 1 million visits and growing by leaps and bounds. And in fact, a lot of rain this past week for the Kentucky Bourbon Heritage Festival. Sure. You had the opportunity to attend a number of years ago.
Yes, I did. Out of the last 4 years, I've been there twice. There's some people up there that know the name Cigar Dave very well. It's a wonderful time. They do a great job. It's nice to see all those distillers coming out, applying their wares and showing you a great time.
By the way, I was just thinking about this. At my Pleasure Palace, there are more bottles of American whiskey and bourbon than there are members of the harem. Because we have 32 at any one given time in the harem. And I think I counted about 97 bottles. And I think I brought about 15 or 18 of them today. So just like Kentucky, there are actually more barrels aging than there are people. At the Pleasure Palace, there are more bottles of bourbon and American whiskey than there are members of the harem, which tops out at 32. So a little side note there. Now, American whiskey, which we're also going to be sampling today, can also include rye whiskey, rye malt whiskey, wheat whiskey, Tennessee whiskey, corn whiskey. And we've seen an increase in the number of whiskeys that are using wheat, and that really tames things up a little bit. Nice smoothness, and we've even seen, I think Jack Daniels uses a little bit of wheat now and then.
Yeah, they sure do. They use a lot of barley. It's like the object is now to find the finest product to start with, do the best distillation because of the education on distillation, and then just put together some really nice beverages to go out into the market with. Be different. We're all different as people. Go out there and be different with your product.
All right. I have the list. It's 29 or 30, and it's growing. I know
one
that.
Grew,
and
Peter,
I'm looking at, by the
one.
Way, I'm looking at Tommy Diadio, the senior executive vice president
shaking
of spirits procurement of the Corona Cigar Stores and Lounges in Orlando, as well as the Davidoff Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City of Tampa. And he keeps looking over. There's about 20 more spirits that he's trying to stuff into our lineup. I don't know if we're going to be – should we hit – you know, there's 50 states. Maybe we should try 50 bourbons and spirits. By the way, I had breakfast this morning on purpose.
I'm good.
I'm good to go. All right, let's take a look at our lineup as of right now with an asterisk subject to change. Treaty Oak Ghost Hill Bourbon. We've got Treaty Oak Red-Handed Bourbon. Michter's Small Batch Bourbon, Heaven's Door Tennessee Bourbon, Stolen Whiskey. By the way, we didn't steal it. It's called Stolen. Woodford Reserve. You can't go wrong with that. Cooper's Craft Bourbon. Horse Soldier. We're going to have a vertical sampling from Scotty Neal and his crew over at American Freedom Distillers. Hudson Baby Bourbon up from the Empire State of New York. Ballantine Bourbon Ball Whiskey. We've got three from Clyde Mays.
We got a fourth one. Peter just brought nice cask.
All right, Peter.
Whiskey.
Peter Corey just brought four. We've got four Clyde Mays from Alabama, High West American Prairie, Old Forster Birthday Bourbon that I brought from 2016, which Dan O'Connor from Breakthrough Beverage, Sommelier Dave, one of your colleagues,
yes.
every year would give me a bottle. I have not received my bottle in 2018, so just a little bit of a hint there.
I told him that.
I brought some Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select. Hey, by the way, Tommy, do you want a sip of that? Go ahead. Oh, you want the Jeffersons? Well, we're going to get the Jeffersons, too. Not so fast, my friend. We got more coming. The Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select. We've got John Drew Rye. You know, Jonathan Drew from Drew Estate Cigars. He's now gotten into the spirits business. The John Drew Braxton Mash Destroyer, a bourbon and rum mash. Garrison Brothers Texas Straight Bourbon. Knob Creek, plus the Knob Creek Single Barrel Select Rye that is selected specifically by Jeff Borshowitz and Tommy DiAdio for Corona Cigars in the Davidoff Store and Lounge. That is from barrel number 5947, 115 proof. We've got the Jefferson's Presidential 17-year-old that Tommy just sampled. Jack Daniel's Single Barrel, the Cigar Dave Alpha Selection. I actually have brought the bottle that Master Distiller Jeff Arnett and I, 3 years ago this week, actually I selected from about 50 different barrels. We narrowed it from 50 to about 5, 5 to 3, and then I narrowed it down to one bottle, and it is lot number 10-G-21, and it was barrel number, let me see here. I've got to look at the barrel number that we selected here. Barrel number 154880, 94 proof, and with a gold marker, Jeff Arnett and I actually put the tasting notes, caramel entry, clean center, soft oak finish, and my term, sweet complexity, so we're all going to try that. We'll see if my adjectives were correct, but I know that they are. And we've probably got some other samples of spirits that we will go along the way. So, Sommelier Dave, without any further delay, let's do this. Let's start off. Why don't we start off with the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Cigar Dave Alpha Select that, by the way, at the time was available at the ABC Wine and Spirit stores. We were going to put it in about 20 different stores. We actually did a tour. We were going to go to about 5 different stores. We had the barrel. We never made it, I think, past the first store, the store on Kennedy Boulevard in the Cigar City of Tampa. I'm going to take just a little sip of that. I will pour that for everybody just a little bit. We'll do that. We'll do that. I think we need some more.
I have.
I got a little?
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit of that. Fantastic. There you go. All right. Wow, nice sweetness on the nose. And, again, this is a single barrel. What was really unique about this single barrel is the fact that there were other barrels within – two or three barrels of the barrel that I selected, and each one had a very different complexion. So, without any further delay, let's say
cheers,
cheers on that.
Nostrovia.
L'chaim, as we start the 2018 Mega Bourbon and American Whiskey Tasting here on the Cigar Dave Show. Now, a lot of warmth coming down.
But not that hot.
Not that hot.
It's smooth.
Definitely oakiness.
Mm-hmm.
Let
a
me
lot
take
of nice
another
flavor
sip.
On it.
Mm-hmm. Gents, what do you think? We've got Chris and Peter. Oh, come on over, guys. Chris Rich from Heaven's Door Bourbon and Stolen Whiskey. Peter Corey of Clyde Mays Bourbon. Go ahead. Chris, what did you think?
It's actually fairly soft on the palate. What's the proof on that?
94.
94.
In fact, soft oak finish.
There
is what
go.
We put
it
on.
Definitely tastes it.
Sweet complexity.
Soft. Good mouthfeel.
Let's get Peter over on the microphone there. Peter, pop on over. What'd you think? Again, from Clyde Mays Bourbon.
I sort of wish that this was 6 p.m. and not noon.
Well, don't worry about it because you know what? It's 6 p.m.
Cheers.
Somewhere around
That's
the world.
Right. Right. 6 p.m. somewhere. Cheers.
Mick the Brit, it's 6 p.m., so enjoy. Very, very good. All right, so we've got the very first bourbon. Actually, this isn't a bourbon. This is a Tennessee whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things about Jack Daniel's that's very unique, they use a charcoal filtering process where they slowly drip the Tennessee whiskey down through
the
charcoal. What that does is it picks up the corn oiliness, any residue, and it's clean. Gentleman Jack does a second charcoal filtering after it comes out of the barrel. That's why that's my, one of my favorites, very, very smooth.
Because that's why it's not a bourbon, because of that charcoal filtering.
Well, also, right, they call it Tennessee whiskey. But when you, what's very interesting is when you taste bourbon, you will taste some of that oiliness, and that kind of eliminates it, smooths it, gets some of the impurities, but very, very good. And again, I'm going to have to get up to see Jeff Arnett. In fact, Dan O'Connor and I,
it was
great.
Wonderful.
We sold the thing out, and I still have, I think, two bottles left, including the original sample bottle that I'm going to keep. That is a memento, and we'll take a picture of that. Sergeant Steve, go ahead, and we'll put pictures of that at CigarDave.com and on social media. All right, so the first spirit is done, the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel, the Cigar Dave Alpha Selection. Tell you what, next up, what are we going to do here, Sommelier Dave?
I was going to do it like I wrote it up, the Treaty Oak.
Treaty Oak. Tell me about Treaty Oak.
Treaty Oak is out of Texas. It's, in fact, the national sales manager is a friend of yours who is now working with them. Treaty Oak is from their distillery. It's named after the 28-acre ranch in Dripping Springs, Texas. They have a Ghost Hill bourbon, and we're going to try a red-handed bourbon. It's been mashed, fermented, distilled, barreled, aged on-site at Treaty Oak. So if it was a wine, it would be known as an estate bottling.
Let me take a look at that bottle. I'm getting a lot of corn on the nose, a lot of sweetness. And this looks like almost a medicinal, old-time pharmacy medicinal bottle.
Correct. You're getting a lot of the producers to put...
Wow, this is cool. Very small bottle. This is what, 240 milliliters? I've never seen that before. From Dripping Springs, Texas.
Dripping Springs.
Made grain to glass. All right, let's say cheers on this one. We'll try this. Huh. Wow. Young.
Yeah.
But smooth. You can definitely get the corn.
4 years of aging.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Got a lot of that corn sweetness.
Yeah.
Almost like when you get a corn mash, or a white dog, they call it. Interesting. Treaty Oak Distilling. This looks like if you told somebody, I need this bourbon for medicinal purposes.
This is what
the doctor would write the script for at the pharmacy. So, all right, Ghost Hill. Let's do the Treaty Oak. Give me the red-handed bourbon real quick. We'll try that one. All right, tell me about this in 20 seconds.
So we have a double gold medal recipient from the 50 best bourbon listings. It's bourbon worth stealing. It's very thoughtful. It's a nice high grain of corn. Very flavorful, very smooth.
All right, very interesting. A little bit more spiciness, not as much of that corn sweetness. Real quick, suggested retail for those 240
You're
milliliters.
Looking at 47 on the Ghost Hill and 36 on the red-handed bourbon.
All right, not inexpensive, so definitely on the expensive side. All right, when we come back, I think I still count. We've got about 26 more bourbons and American whiskeys for our mega Bourbon and American Whiskey Tasting Maneuver Edition of the Cigar Dave Show.
The September selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is a Rocky Patel Acclaimed Sandler featuring the 2006 vintage San Andreas. This cigar has an 11-year-old San Andreas wrapper with Nicaraguan fillers and a Connecticut broadleaf binder. It's a spicy, medium to full-bodied smoke with a rich, leathery finish. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Resner family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
Well, we need a cigar that will pair up nicely with the American whiskeys and bourbons and ryes that we are going to be sampling. So I test Tommy DiEdio. Tommy D, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and the three Corona cigar stores. I said, Tommy D, I will delegate you to select the National Cigar Lightation cigar today, and he has selected for me a magnificent stick, the new Davidoff Chef's Edition, an interesting collaboration with master blenders, master chefs, various chefs from around the world, and they start with pronounced notes. So they look for oak and pepper and licorice and coffee and chocolate and cumin and eucalyptus, and they try to get it all together, and they try various different blends. That's what a chef does. They take various ingredients, they put it all together, and that's exactly what Davidoff did with their Chef's Edition 2008. Only 5,000 boxes worldwide, 5,000 boxes of 10. Suggested retail is $30, one size only, a Toro. 6 inches in length with a 52 ring gauge. And as we know, ring gauge is expressed in diameter of an inch. So 52/64 of an inch in diameter for this Davidoff Chef's Edition 2018. The wrapper is from the Dominican Republic. The binder is a Mexican San Andreas Marron Maduro. The filler, some Dominican Republic Piloto Visus, some Dominican Yamasa Visus, some San Vicente Mejorado Lejero, and from Nicaragua, some Esteli Visus. So we've got a nice two-country blend with one, two, three, four different fillers. And again, when you're a chef, use various ingredients, you put it all together, and the Davidoff Chef's Edition 2008 is what we will enjoy today. And as I mentioned, not an expensive, super premium cigar, $30 per stick.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go. And I should mention that I got to thank Marky Mark, the general manager here at Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City. When I came today, he had a whole assortment of accoutrements, cutters, scissors, piercers, multiple litation devices, all filled with butane. Marky Mark, nice work.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, he brought me this giant Lotus Vertigo device with four different flames, and he's got it on the max setting. So when you're done lighting your cigar, you can use this to weld steel beams and a skyscraper, should you desire. Put this on the back of your car, and it becomes the Batmobile.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected.
Area clear of all enemies of pleasure.
Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut, as always. And I will now toast the foot of this Davidoff Chef's Edition 2018. For $30, I'm going to make sure I savor and enjoy every single huff. Fantastic sommelier, Dave. You have not conducted litation yet. What are you waiting for?
Well, usually I'm already halfway through my cigar.
Three quarters of the way through.
You usually let me know that.
Great draw. Very nice. Nice notes. Nice taste on the palate.
Has a great aroma to it. Love it.
Take a few puffs here. Tell you what, getting some nice pepper. Almost like digging into a nice New York strip that's been Pittsburgh style medium rare with some nice peppercorns on the top. Very nice. Take a few more puffs. Outstanding. Perfect selection. Tommy D, nice work. The Davidoff Chef's Edition 2018 from Davidoff, our cigar that we have just lit for the National Cigar Litation Ceremony that we will pair up with all of the bourbons, whiskeys, and rye whiskeys that we will sample today. In fact, this reminds me, I like this cigar. I'm going to have to talk to Rich over at Davidoff and make sure he saves me a box. There's only 5,000 boxes. I got to make sure he stashes a few for me. All right, sommelier Dave Cavanis rejoins us. We've got a special guest that has just joined us right now, Chris Rich of Spirit Investment Partners. They are involved with Heaven's Door Bourbon and Stolen Whiskey. And one of my favorite bourbons that was introduced to me, got to be now about 5-plus years ago from sommelier Dave, Angel's Envy. He said, General, you're going to love it.
This.
The guys that started Woodford Reserve, the master distiller, try this. The bottle is unique, and it really has become a huge hit, so much so that I want to say about maybe 2 years ago, the company was sold. Angel's Envy was sold. And
to Bacardi.
To Bacardi. Yep. And actually, they're doing so well that they just finished building a new distillery. They're talking about building another new distillery because business has been so good. And Lincoln Henderson, who is now deceased, was we've had him on the show.
Sure.
Great guy to have on. Great passion for what he was doing. And now, interesting story, Chris. After the sale, you have a sales team. You've got distillers. You got a whole crew out there wanting to do something. And here you are.
Here we are. We launched the brand end of April, beginning of May. And we've got all the team back together that was involved in the beginning with building Angel's Envy. And launched the brand Heaven's Door, along with another gentleman people are familiar with named Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Here you go. You see his name written right on the label on the back.
So how is Bob Dylan involved on this?
He's part owner. He owns 35% of the brand.
He does. Yeah. Okay. Like a rock.
Yep. A few years ago, he decided he was interested in getting the whiskey business, and our people caught wind of that and started the conversations to get involved. And 3 years later, we have Heaven's Door.
All right. And, by the way, very unique bottle. Very not quite like the Angel's Envy bottle, but, again, a very unique bottle that has some – not really. It's got – just looking at it, initially the profile, how it kind of narrows – it kind of starts narrow and then widens out, flares out. But you've got some interesting things on the front that are like embossed on here that are.
Well, Bob Dylan does sculpturing.
I didn't know that.
So that
he's a welder and does metal work and welding. Has a welding studio.
And that's in honor of that.
I did not know that. Now, where does Bob Dylan reside now?
L.A., I believe.
He's in L.A. Okay,
his ironwork studio is in L.A.
All right.
It's called the Black Buffalo.
The Black Buffalo. I like that. And, of course, I know Bob as Robert Allen Zimmerman way back from his days in Duluth when he was born in Duluth, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But now he's in Malibu. But how do you get Robert Allen Zimmerman to Bob Dylan? Well, Bob, the Robert I get, but I'm trying to figure out the other day. But in any event, good old Bob Dylan. So is he actually a bourbon drinker, I would assume?
Yes, he is a whiskey drinker, and he was involved in the blending and the process as we came with coming up with the taste profile and whatnot with the whiskeys.
Now, I believe Lincoln Henderson's son was very active as well in Angel's Envy. Now he's the master distiller for Heaven's Door?
No. Wes Henderson is still with Angel's Envy.
He still is.
This is a different project separate from
that. Gotcha, so totally separate.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just a lot of the same crew with the same background experience. All right, so as I say cheers, tell me about this Heaven's Door. This is Tennessee bourbon.
Tennessee bourbon. Tennessee.
And you're building a distillery in Nashville.
In Nashville, yep. A beautiful facility that we're going to be building in a 140-year-old church about two blocks away from Broadway. And this Tennessee bourbon here is 6.5 years aged. It's 70% corn, 22 rye, and 8 barley. A nice high rye mash bill, 22%, which shows. Got a nice spicy edge to it. Very powerful.
It does.
Very powerful bourbon for only 90 proof. Our other two whiskeys are pretty mellow and tame, so this one, they intentionally wanted to have a nice, spicy, edgy, powerful backbone to it, and it shows.
So I know, like Angel's Envy, it took a while because you can't just say, great, we're going to start distilling whiskey. It's an aging process, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. So in the interim, you are working with some other distilleries on the juice, and then but you're putting it through what, a secondary kind of fermentation similar to Angel's Envy?
This isn't a finished bourbon like Angel's Envy is. We do have a rye whiskey that's finished in French oak. They're actually called cigar barrels, ironically.
Okay.
And our double barrel is a unique Tennessee blend, putting it through Lincoln County process, charcoal mellowing
right.
Mentioned earlier, and finished in a new charred oak barrel for an extra year. So we are playing with some unique angles with the different whiskeys, but this specific bourbon is not a finished bourbon.
Okay, so you have total now of three in the Heaven's Door. Now we've got Stolen whiskey. Now tell me about Stolen. That's kind of an interesting. The bottle's unique. There's a little. I like. It almost looks like somebody took a Sharpie and scratched out what this whiskey was originally. So barrel finished with smoke oak staves. Tell me about this.
Okay, so that is our Stolen American whiskey. It is over 11 years old. It's 100% corn whiskey, which is very unique to have an age statement like that on 100% corn whiskey. I believe later on you're going to be tasting a Hudson Baby Bourbon, which
That's right.
Also 100% corn whiskey. So that corn mash bill is going to put a nice sweeter front to it.
aged over 11 years in all used bourbon barrels. So if it was in new oak, we could potentially call it a bourbon, but it's just going to be an American whiskey.
And I see that you're working with St. Petersburg Distillery.
They're doing our bottling. Very nice. And a little bit of our finishing, yes.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. One of the craft distillers that they built a big distillery number of years ago, so that's great. So Stolen Whiskey, what does this retail for a bottle?
Retail on that's around $39.99, and the Heaven's Door Tennessee Bourbon's at $49.99 retail.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, both very different
for
in
sure.
terms of the flavor. Definitely, I would say the Stolen Whiskey, a little bit softer, not as complex, but very nice. Take one more sip.
And it's a unique package.
It is.
And a great story on why it's called Stolen.
Why is it called Stolen?
We're basically up front that we don't have a distillery. We are going around and sourcing or stealing, if you will. So this was a stolen whiskey. We stole it from Indiana originally. So it
MGP.
Is produced at MGP, our friends over at MGP.
And by the
in
way,
Indiana.
I've got to say that I don't know why a lot of people want to hide the fact with MGP,
they
which
should.
Is the old Seagram's distillery.
Correct.
They have got, first of all, incredible volume of spirits, but they age their spirits. They really do a great job, and in fact, they were coming out with their own brands, but everybody wanted to kind of hide away from that fact, similar in the cigar industry, where a lot of companies would go to, for example, Plasencia Cigar, but they'd say, oh, no, we don't want to tell who makes it, but now they're like, yeah, because Plasencia has great tobacco, great manufacturing processes, they know how to age their cigars, same thing with MGP, and now you've got the luxury of saying, okay, now we're going to be putting some other brands down the road as you open your distillery, but now you're in the business because otherwise you can't make, you just can't put out anything because there's that aging process. You can't rush the hands of time.
And a lot of these whiskeys, they are trying to rush a little bit, and they're
right.
releasing 2- and 3-year-old whiskeys that I just,
or
there's a
young.
Reason, there's
Tastes
a reason
like
there's 4 to 6 years
right.
on average for a bourbon.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We're going to hit them, but we're going to sample around and move around. But we'll list every one of the bourbons that we have available here at CigarDave.com. It is our mega bourbon and American whiskey tasting edition of the Cigar Dave Show as we celebrate the end of National Bourbon Heritage Month.
Never miss a minute of the show
when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app
for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices.
You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device.
Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store.
Search Cigar Dave.
Gurkha has just launched 3 new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, The Gurkha Marquesa and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha. Cigar Dave Officers Club members receive fabulous cigars each and every month, and I am pleased to tell you for September 2018, no exception. I got together with Rocky Patel, and we created the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler because all three cigars in the September 2018 selection are award-winning. Starting off with the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary, a robust masterpiece. Then you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, the first cigar produced in Rocky's boutique Nicaraguan factory with a very sought-after Mexican San Andrean wrapper. Finally, you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Royale, a hidden gem. The Royale is rife with flavor and complexity. The September 2018 Officers Club selection featuring the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club now. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
As I enjoy my Davidoff Chef's Edition 2018, quick news item here revolving around bourbon. Four Roses Distillery, 50 employees went on strike at the beginning of September at their main distillery and at their Cox Creek facility in Lawrence, their main distillery in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Good news. They settled the strike a week ago yesterday. They went back to work this week. Apparently, the dispute involved whether or not there would be language giving workers the option to keep current sick leave policy or sign up for a short-term disability plan. And the head of the union said that there's no animosity between the workers, the guys, and the company, just business, and they're looking forward to getting back to work, to making bourbon. And the union did it at a very strategic time, had their guys picketing during the national or the Kentucky Bourbon Heritage Festival. So clearly that's not kind of the optics you want, but they got it settled. All right, Sommelier Dave, next up, let's talk about Michter's Small Batch Bourbon.
Michter's is been produced since 1753, right northwest of Philadelphia in the old Shanks, Tomas Shanks, Swiss Mennonite, who was making whiskeys. George Washington was buying the whiskeys, helped fund the American Revolution. It has since progressed, was repurchased, brought to Shively, Kentucky, to where it is being produced right now.
All right, say cheers on that. Take a sip.
The original,
nice vanilla notes on the nose, and smooth. Not a lot of spice, no bite.
This is their small batch bourbon. It is aged at least 5 years, and it's going to be 91.4%. Has a lot of good flavor. It's about 72% corn.
But it's got the corn, but because it's properly aged, you don't have that sweet corny. That corn taste.
Well, that comes from the original distiller, which was Dr. No, and now he has retired, and now it's gone to Pam Howman, who used to work for Maker's Mark for a lot of years.
All right, suggested retail for the Michter's Small Batch.
On the Michter's Small Batch, we're looking at $39.
All right, let's go to
42.
Let's go to the Woodford. I brought the remnants of a bottle of Woodford that I have, and they're the official bourbon, I believe, for the Kentucky Derby when they make their mint juleps. And as you talk about it, I'm going to say cheers.
So Woodford is over there in Versailles, Kentucky. What you're going to get is a clean, brilliant honey amber look. The aroma should be rich with dry fruit, hints of mint and oranges. And you should have a little bit of a cocoa, faint vanilla, tobacco spice.
Getting a lot of citrus, and I get that little mint in the back of the palate. And we've had their ambassador on before, and he talked about why Woodford is different, how they use the grains and the stills and how they do the whole distillation process. But very, very nice. And you're right. It's got a little bit of minty freshness on the back of the palate. I'll tell you what would be great. Put a little drizzle on this, on a little bit of maybe like a little sorbet, a neutral sorbet, and that would be a nice refreshing cleansing of the palate between courses.
Your finish should be really silky smooth, almost creamy at first, and then it'll be long, warm, satisfying all the way through.
And suggested retail for the
you're looking anywhere $36, $39 a bottle.
All right, so about $35 to $40 a bottle. All right, next up, Sommelier Dave, let's do this. Let's celebrate with the Old Forster Birthday Bourbon. Now, the Old Forster Birthday Bourbon comes out every single year, right around the fall, and it is, they like to call it the whiskey of your dreams.
yeah, because you dream if you could get it.
Now, this is from 2016.
16.
This is the 2016 when it was bottled, so this is 3 years old, but this year is a little different because it will be the first birthday bourbon to be bottled at the Old Forster New Distillery on Louisville's iconic Whiskey Row.
Correct.
The spot, same spot where it existed prior to Prohibition. The Old Forster, the birthday bourbon, a special release to commemorate the birthday of its founder, George Garvin Brown, September 2nd. And they, I mean, it's about $100 a bottle, only 2,400 six-bottle cases. And they use the select of the select. I will say cheers on this one.
This is going to be really rich. Dark cherry cobbler notes. Should be a long finish, maybe herbal lemon finish.
Well, 2 years ago when President Donald J. Trump won the election, election night, the next morning at 7 a.m. I was in my office. One of my colleagues, I brought him into my office. I had a bottle of Old Forster birthday bourbon from 2010. Opened that up. We celebrated to President Donald J. Trump. Make America great again, an Old Forster bourbon. Always making bourbon great.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says things are going great.
Poverty is plummeting. Our stock market is soaring. Reached its all-time high, by the way, in history, which I view as jobs, jobs, jobs.
Down the stump in Wheeling, West Virginia tonight, Mr. Trump covered a variety of topics, even used Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as a rallying cry for voters to turn out in November's elections. Tesla CEO Elon Musk and the electric car company have agreed to pay a total of $40 million and make a series of concessions to settle government lawsuit alleging Musk duped investors with misleading statements about a proposed buyout of that company.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has announced the settlement just 2 days after filing a case seeking to oust Musk as CEO. The settlement will require Musk to relinquish his role as chairman for at least 3 years, but he will be able to remain as CEO.
It's correspondent Ken Norman with the report. The FBI's investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, going beyond those of Christine Ford. Deborah Ramirez, the second woman to come forward, she accused Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct when he was a Yale student as part of the Bureau's investigation of the nominee.
Senate leaders agreed to delay a final vote on Kavanaugh's nomination to allow for a one-week FBI probe of the accusations. The Senate Judiciary Committee says the investigation should be limited to current credible allegations against Kavanaugh and be finished by next Friday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two Mississippi police officers shot and killed this morning in a confrontation in the city of Brookhaven. They were responding at about 5 a.m. to a report of shots fired. Amid the exchange, both officers were mortally wounded, pronounced dead at a local hospital. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is today's entertainment answer. Hey gang, get ready because the must-see animated comedy Smallfoot is in theaters September 28th. Imagine a village of yetis who think that humans are the myth.
It's a terrifying creature with perfect white teeth and breath that just smells all minty fresh. And the only hair that has on its entire body is on the top of its head.
So get ready, I mean yeti, for Smallfoot, rated PG, in theaters September 28th. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Southern California authorities have closed several miles of beach following a shark attack that injured a boy who was diving for lobsters. The attack around 7 this morning at Beacons Beach in the Lucadia area of Encinitas is a city just north of San Diego.
A young 13-year-old male was in the water. At the time, it was opening season for lobster season. There was multiple other people in the water diving, and they were out there trying to acquire lobsters.
The victim was immediately hauled aboard a kayak by three others who were in the water on opening day. The boy was brought ashore, flown by helicopters to a trauma center. The rescuers were an off-duty police officer and a third person who were also lobster diving. Witnesses estimated the shark was about 11 feet long. but officers say the species has not been determined. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. That time of year, have you gotten your flu shot yet?
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams reminds us that last year's influenza was particularly lethal. Influenza contributed to the death of 80,000 Americans last year. It's particularly important for children, seniors, pregnant women, and anyone with heart or lung disease to get immunized as soon as possible. Ample vaccine is available now. This is Dr. Charles Snyder in Washington.
Colorado's top federal prosecutor says his office may take legal action against the licensed marijuana businesses that violate state law or use their status under state law as a shield while selling their product on the black market. Bob Troyer acknowledged that until now, federal officials in Colorado have largely focused on prosecuting the people running entirely illegal marijuana grows. The operations are often concealed on federal forest land or inside houses, spurring regular complaints from local law enforcement. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
To the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions, the cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, 1 hour remains as we celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month. Celebrating bourbon and American whiskeys the entire month, the U.S. Senate declared September to be National Bourbon Heritage Month way back. We make a party and a celebration of it, and we always wrap it up with a giant tasting. And today is no exception, or should I say this month is no exception, as we continue mega bourbon and American whiskey tasting maneuvers on today's edition of the Cigar Dave Show, the final edition of the Cigar Dave Show in the 2018 National Bourbon Heritage Month celebration of shows. We have moved Command Center Alpha to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. We're surrounded by cigars, great American whiskeys. All is A-OK. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show, the global five-star and global alpha male in chief, front and center, your commanding officer. And wherever you may be, we hope that you are enjoying your bourbon and whiskey tasting maneuvers. And the great thing is, you don't need to have the 30-plus whiskeys and bourbons that we have us in front of us today. You can get four or five guys together and say, all right, we're each going to put in $20-$30. And we're going to go purchase maybe four bottles of bourbons or American whiskeys. We're going to get some steaks. We're going to put them on the grill. We're each going to have a cigar or two. We're going to have about 4 or 5 hours of great camaraderie, some laughs, some jokes, enjoying tasting maneuvers. You don't have to make this a formal process. It should be fun. It should be enjoyable. It should be with friends or, of course, members of your harem you can never go wrong with. And I've got some friends front and center. We're rejoined by Sommelier Dave, front and center. Sommelier Dave, I think we've knocked off now about maybe 7 or 8 different bourbons and whiskeys. We're going to have to pick up the pace here in hour number 2.
We sure will, and I know we will.
All right. We've got a guest that will join us in just a moment. But Sommelier Dave, we're talking about the popularity of American whiskeys and bourbons. And the sign of popularity is when the foreign distilleries and the Scotch producers and the big global beverage giants want to get in on the action on craft distilling. The Edrington Group, which we know very well, the parent company of Macallan, Glenross, Highland Park. We've had them at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the flight line this past February. They were participating as spirits company with great rum and whiskeys and tequilas. They have just formed a strategic partnership with Wyoming Whiskey in Kirby, Wyoming. They're going to become part of Edrington's portfolio. Wyoming Whiskey was founded back in 2009, and they've got their single barrel, their barrel proof bourbons, their double cask, their steamboat. And what's very interesting is they're not the only one getting involved, Sommelier Dave, as Ron Popeil would say, but wait, there's more. Diageo, isn't Diageo the largest?
Yeah, they are currently.
Currently, huge. They have just entered into a strategic partnership, or should I say a joint venture, with a Westward American single malt, which is made at the House Spirits Distillery in Portland, Oregon. And the deal includes investment in both the facility and inventory, as well as the Westward brand. Now, majority ownership and control will still remain with Westward's founder and investors, including Joe Montana, former NFL San Francisco 49er, great member of the Hall of Fame. But what we are seeing now is when the big international conglomerates want to get on the action, they have FOMO. Do you know what FOMO is?
A lot of money.
No? Fear of missing out.
Sure. Well, that's what Budweiser did with InBev.
That's
they went and bought up all the little craft
that's right.
beer companies.
That's exactly right. So doing the same thing. Now, Sommelier Dave, we sampled the Michter's small batch bourbon.
Small batch.
Michter's has, a number of years ago, had a release called their US-1 Toasted Barrel Finish. But it was off the market for 3 years because of inventory problems. This month, Michter's announced that the US-1 Toasted Barrel Finished Bourbon will be released in limited quantities. And what is interesting is they take their straight bourbon, then they age it for an additional period of 18 months in a second custom-made barrel that is assembled from air-dried wood and then toasted but not charred. And by keeping that, using that toasting, it adds a unique taste and flavor profile. It's bottled at 91.4 proof, the same proof as the current US-1 small batch bourbon offering. Suggested retail price, $60. Limited distribution. Sommelier Dave,
if you can find it. I'm getting asked by a lot of people about it. Years ago, I talked to Willie Pratt, who was the Dr. No I referred to. He said it was just something they experimented with, like when he was working with Bron Forman. And he didn't think it would go much to anything, and it took off. Everybody wanted it, and now he's brought it back through Pam Howman, who's doing their distilling, and it sold out. We got X amount of cases in our distribution, and they're already into the system. So if you can find it, buy it.
All right. Well, some new spirits that you will be able to find and buy come from or will be coming from the state of Alabama. Now, what's interesting is Alabama not exactly known to be a distilling mecca, but we have got Peter Corey of Conica Ridge Distillery in Alabama. They are the distillers, or will be the distillers, of Clyde Mays Bourbon. Peter, you're from Syracuse. I'm an alum of Syracuse University, so we have a lot in common.
That's correct, and we were talking earlier about the change in weather that's occurring up there now, and talking to some of my old friends, they're kind of putting away their pools and boats, and they're getting ready and fire up their snowblowers for the oncoming onslaught. And we know that all too well of what that's like.
December will be 30 years that I have been a resident of the Cigar City of Tampa. I am proud to say, in 30 years, I have never once looked at a snowblower, bought a snowblower, or come near a snowblower. Because when people say, I need you to come up and do an event, like in the middle of January or February, like in the Northeast or Chicago or Milwaukee, my answer is, we'll wait until May or June. Exactly. Not happening. Yeah. No interest. But a great restaurant we used to love called Aunt Josie's.
Yes.
Right north of down Salina Street, yes. Downtown Syracuse. There's an institution.
Yes.
Best baked ziti in the pot anywhere in the world.
And it was a mecca. And sorry to say it's gone out of business.
I know.
And there are a couple left. And we talked about Josie's on the Circle
yep.
and how nice that is to get back there. I was back there recently for a high school reunion and made a stop in specially. For some of their offerings, and I've filled up.
Well, I know that if I were to stop at the Varsity in Syracuse right now to go get a couple of slices of their great pizza, I would look right above where the kitchen is, and they've got banners of every single team the Syracuse Orangemen play in football, and it's a tradition. Every time you beat them, you flip it over. Right now, there'd be four in a row flipped over. The Syracuse Orangemen, four wins in a row. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're really having a good season. It's tough, great to see.
Tough game today at Clemson. We'll see what happens. All right, let's talk about Clyde Mays Bourbon. Who was Clyde Mays?
Okay, so Clyde Mays, a real person, was born in 1922. At the age of 13, he discovers moonshining. He's from southeastern Alabama, around Troy, Alabama, and goes off and serves at the age of 21 in the Army, comes home. Decorated veteran, Purple Heart, Bronze Star, starts a big family. He's a farmer, a logger, and a moonshiner. He discovers moonshining and as a means of helping his family sustain themselves. And so he really has, from 1946 until 1971, a 25-year run. And he's not just your average moonshiner. What he's doing, which is much different, is he's actually taking some of his moonshine and he's putting it in, ready, American white oak charred barrels. At the time, that's revolutionary, but he's doing it, and he's using it as his Christmas offerings for his friends. At the end of the process, through discovery of trial and error, he finds that by taking green apple slices, baking them, and putting them in at the end, that imparts a little bit of smoothness to the whiskey. Hence, the Alabama style is born. And so that's where the Alabama style comes from. And we pay homage to Clyde, who, by the way, never sold a legal bottle of whiskey in his life. We pay homage to him by putting his pictures, he and his family, on every label. So it's a proud heritage.
Fantastic. Now, you're building a distillery. There is, up heretofore, there was no distilleries in Alabama.
That's correct. It's sort of a, you know, I was up and I did an event last night and I was asking trivia question. Lynchburg, Tennessee is celebrating 152 years of Jack Daniel's of distilling. And I asked the question, does anybody know how many years Alabama's been celebrating legal distilling? And you know, the answer is that they legalized distilling in November 2013. They got a little bit of catching
long
up
way
to
go.
Yeah. What Clyde's son Kenny did in 2001 to take the brand illegal, since they didn't like being pursued by the law, is he took it up to Kentucky and he was getting his recipe made up there, and then he was bringing it back and distributing it. And they did that for about a dozen years, really as a regional brand. And it wasn't until the group that I'm with stepped in 2014 and purchased it, and we took it to
the next level,
national distribution.
So. All right, so Sommelier Dave, we have just poured
the straight whiskey,
the Clyde Mays straight bourbon whiskey. And tell me about this, Peter.
So this is a 5- and 6-year-old Kentucky bourbon. We are contracting this with a very prominent Kentucky distillery.
Until your distillery is up and running.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the process of doing that.
God, it's got a nice sweetness, a very fruity nose to it.
Yeah, this has got a high corn content, 70% corn.
All right, we'll say cheers. We'll take a sip. The Clyde Mays straight bourbon whiskey.
Nice brown sugar, some baked apricot.
Now, you said something about the baked apple.
Yeah, that's in the Alabama style.
Oh, it's in the Alabama style. Okay, so this is a straight bourbon whiskey.
Straight bourbon.
But I got to tell you, this got some sweet warmth on the palate. On the CDWF, the Cigar Dave Warmth Factor scale, This is about an 8.7. I mean, it's got some nice warmth coming down.
You get a little bit of spice on there, some fruit.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
It's
like
a
bottle.
Long finish. Yeah,
yeah, very good. Smooth. Not a lot of sizzle to it. Not a lot of bite. Very pleasant. Suggested retail of the Clyde Mays Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
About $40.
Okay, very nice. Now, you mentioned that Clyde Mays is the, what is it, fastest growing bourbon whiskey now, according to one of the...
Yeah, according to A.C. Nielsen, that tracks sales through the register, Clyde Mays is the fastest growing American whiskey in America.
All right, next up is the Alabama style. Now, this is the one that Clyde used to put the little baked apple into.
Right, this is the Alabama style. You're going to notice... That you're going to get a little bit of a nose here, a little bit of sweetness.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So when Clyde made this, he gave this to the people that bought his regular white corn. It was like a little Christmas gift. Here, thank you for being one of my patrons. Here's my Alabama style.
Okay, I'll take a sip here. Very subtle on the sweetness.
Yeah.
Very subtle, little woodiness. Very smooth, not a lot of warmth. No bite whatsoever.
No.
No.
And very smooth.
And what I will tell people, and we're very cautious about not calling this a flavored whiskey, as soon as you say that you add a little bit of sweetness to it, right away people will assume, oh, that's a flavored whiskey, I'm not interested. Instead, what we say that it's a whiskey with a little flavor added.
Very nice. Now, the next one we go to is the straight rye whiskey. Now, rye making a very big comeback right now. We're going to sample a few ryes. Rye was the original American spirit, distilled spirit. George Washington, rye in his recipe.
Yeah.
And when we think about rye, a lot of spiciness, a lot of pepper notes, just a lot of sizzle, a lot of strength to it. So tell me about the Clyde Mays Straight Rye.
Okay, so this product is brand new. It is just coming out within the last week or so.
It's got a very fragrant aroma to it.
Yeah, and we've been trying this for the last couple of years, anxious to get it to a point where we could release it, obviously sitting on it, knowing the popularity that rye has been experiencing, watching all of those sales figures. So the response has been extremely positive. It's got a big rye content, 95% rye.
Wow, so let's say cheers. And what's the proof on this?
94.
94, okay. Oh, yeah, but you know what?
There's no heat on it.
No heat, and I got to tell you.
I got a little sweetness.
I got a little sweetness with a little bit of spice,
yeah.
But it's very smooth.
Very
this
tasty.
Is great.
Right.
This is very smooth. I thought this was going to be, you know, like a shot
punch
right
your
straight
face.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Not at all.
Now, what makes it, why is it that you're able to get out of this 95% rye content such smoothness?
You know, I'm not the distiller, but I'm sure that they would tell you that there's – flawless execution and the handling of the product and the barrels that they're using.
Right, and in the aging.
All right, now next up,
all right,
we are going to the big boy.
Yeah, this is something special that I brought just for you.
Just for me.
Very limited supply. This is our cask product.
Okay.
This happens to be the 9-year-old, and so what you're about to taste is an Alabama style, so we do add a little bit of that green apple cinnamon at the end. 9-year-old bourbon is what we start with. We can't call it bourbon because we add the green apple at the end.
Right. So Alabama-style whiskey, 9 years of age, 117. No, wait a minute. What proof was that?
117.
That is right. Yeah. I had to do a double take. I'm like, wait a minute.
And if I covered that up, and oftentimes we do these tastings and challenge people to tell us, do you think that that's 117? You'll never believe it.
Yeah, you wouldn't because it didn't come down hot.
No, it's not hot, but boy, it's got some major kick to it.
If you look at a lot of the major distilleries, especially Scotland, they do a lot of barrel strength bottling of their whiskeys.
Wow, this has got a lot of strength. There's no question about it. This has got some serious kick. Let me take one more sip. But again, definitely more strength, but not that's going to knock you down and say, whoa, man, anywhere near there. Yeah, crazy.
No, and it's very affordable in the market.
All right, so we've got all from Clyde Mays. So now the cask strength, very limited. Tell us where's it distributed now?
So Clyde Mays is distributed here in Florida. You can find it in Winn-Dixie, Walgreens, Walmart, Total Wine, ABC. So all of the meat.
But is it around the country? Because we're syndicated coast to coast.
Yes. And, I can't speak specifically to all of the different states.
But it's available?
But it's available nationally. It's available in all 50 states. and distribution is growing. Obviously, Total Wine, which has a big footprint as a retailer, carries an extensive line of it. But it's growing in popularity by leaps and bounds.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. I will tell you what, Sommelier Dave, we talked about a hot toddy.
Yep, there you go.
You know, when we go into this time of year, we want to talk about some bourbon and American whiskey-related cocktails and libations. We go into cold and flu season. Now, I take a flu shot, so I try to avoid the flu, but every so often you get that URI, the upper respiratory infection, and you get nasally and you're stuffed up and the congestion. I'm going to tell you, a hot toddy with a little bit of this Clyde Mays cask-strength Alabama-style whiskey.
Knock it right out.
Little warm. I think that would be very soothing and very medicinal.
Yes, you would. It'd be like an ounce and a third of the Clyde Mays, maybe four or five of the cloves, a lemon twist, about a quarter ounce of lemon juice, teaspoon of brown sugar, and some hot water. Go for it.
It's easy to make.
Yeah, very easy.
It's better than hot tea, I'll tell you that. And I'll tell you what else. When you do make a hot toddy, let that steam just get your nose, because the aroma of the bourbon or the rye whiskey or the American whiskey will start going up. And it's almost as good as Vicks VapoRub, but not quite.
I wasn't expecting that.
But I will tell you, it tastes better than Vicks VapoRub. Not that I've tasted Vicks VapoRub, but in any event. All right, so Peter Corey of Conoco Ridge Distillers, Clyde Mays, Alabama-style bourbon, your Kentucky bourbon. Fantastic. We appreciate you joining us and can't wait. When this becomes more readily available, you got to get me a bottle of that cask strength. I'll put that in the Pleasure Palace bar.
Well, you've
no
got
doubt
it, Dave,
it.
And thank you so much for having us. Appreciate that and your support of the brand, and I'll take care of that bottle personally.
Absolute. Great stuff. We appreciate it. And go Cuse. Go Orange.
Go Orange.
Fantastic. All right, Sommelier Dave, let's continue on. Let's go to the High West American Prairie. Tell me about this one. This is Utah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Utah, and you were just talking about large conglomerates buying up small little distilleries and that. This is Constellation, who is one of the largest
out of Central New York, Finger Lakes. There you go.
They purchased this brand probably about 4 or 5 years ago. It's out of Utah. This is their American Prairie. It's 92 proof. What you're going to get is 75% corn, 21% rye, 4% barley malt. Going to get a little bit of light caramel, sweet vanilla on the aroma. It's going to be very rich and earthy. You're going to maybe get a little candy corn out of it with a finish of vanilla.
Yeah, definitely. So you're right, that candy corn on the
candy
nose.
Corn will stand
out. Yeah,
let me
take a sip here.
It's from the barrel. The vanilla, always from the barrel.
Oh, yeah. Very, very nice.
Maybe
you
a little
do that vanilla, yeah.
Caramel apple, too, will be with it. And it's affordable. It's $38 a bottle, depending on where you might live.
Fantastic. This is very good. And I will tell you this, that one of the interesting nuances of High West is when you visit the distillery, they won't let you buy one bottle. They make you buy a minimum of 8 bottles, one for you and one for each of your 7 wives. So this way you're all squared away, and none of the 7 wives feels jealous because you got to have 7 little houses. You know, it's one of those Utah things. Just kidding. All right. Next up, we're going to go to the Knob Creek. Now, we talked to Frederick Booker Noe III, Fred Noe, master distiller over at Jim Beam. And his father was the original, originally came out with a single malt bourbon, small batch bourbon. And the first one that came out was the Knob Creek. And this was an interesting story because nobody had done it, small batch, 9 years of age, and very distinctive packaging and bottle, and it absolutely went right through the roof. So let me take a sip of this. Wow, this has got great sweetness, a little maple on the nose. We'll say cheers. Take a sip of the Knob Creek. Oh, a lot of flavor, some nice woodiness, wood nose. Aged 9 years, so it's very smooth. Now, that's the Knob Creek. When we come back for Corona Cigars and the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, Corona Cigars, Jeff Porchowitz, Tommy Diadio, they select their own barrel. There's a Knob Creek single barrel select rye whiskey, 115 proof, that we'll sample. We'll get into some other ryes when our mega tasting of bourbon and American whiskeys continues as we conclude National Bourbon Heritage Month on the Cigar Dave Show.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is a Rocky Patel acclaimed sampler, including the Rocky Patel Royale. This cigar has rich, aged tobaccos that showcase notes of leather, coffee, and earth. Rocky Patel Royale is cloaked in a gorgeous Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with two different binders and fillers from Nicaragua. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
An Oregon District Attorney's Office recently dropped all charges against a street preacher after Pacific Justice Institute drafted a legal brief requesting the charges be dropped on constitutional grounds. You see, street preachers have a right to preach their gospel message in public forums.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some.
some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly.
Well, here's a very important reason why we're playing the great Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board. Not only because we enjoy his music, not only because he was a alpha male extraordinaire, but because as we celebrate our mega tasting of bourbons and American whiskeys, as we wrap up National Bourbon Heritage Month, we will be enjoying some Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select. Comes in a very special bottle, a very special package. It is a bold, smooth classic, and Sinatra, in every one of his contracts to perform, it was a pretty simple contract. It wasn't like today, I got to have 6 M&Ms, 4 green, 2 orange. I got to have Skittles. I then have to have 18 bottles of Perrier. All his thing said was, I need a private phone in my dressing room. I need 4 hand towels. I need a bucket of ice. 4 glasses, a pitcher of water, and a bottle of Jack. It was pretty simple, nothing overly crazy. And Sommelier Dave, the Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select, 90 proof, absolutely spectacular in presentation and in taste.
It sure is. It comes in a really nice liter bottle, and it is going to be bold, smooth, and classic, just like Frank was. You're going to get... What makes this a unique whiskey is what they've done is they've taken the barrel and they cut deep grooves into each barrel. That exposes the whiskey to an extra layer of toasted oak. So as the whiskey came in and out of the barrel, it got more flavor, really rich amber color. Delicious.
And if you can find it, I think it's about $150 a bottle.
Yeah.
But fantastic. I'll say cheers.
It's still in production to where you can find it in the market.
Fantastic. Tommy Diadio of the Davidoff Store and Lounge and Corona Cigars, Senior Executive VP of Spirits Procurement. What do you think? It's a classic.
Very classic. Very smooth. This does very well for us. We actually have a tasting on Thursday night. We'll be tasting this.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the invitation. Let's move on to... We started with the Knob Creek. And that was really Booker Noe's, Frederick Booker Noe the second. He said, let's do something single or a small batch. Came out with it about 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Hit it out of the park. And, Tommy, you along with the proprietor of the Corona Cigar Stores and the Davidoff Lounge, Jeff Borshowitz, good friend, decided to do a single barrel program a number of years ago. I know that Jeff usually every year gives me one of the a bottle of one of the barrels. So the Knob Creek Single Barrel Select, 115 proof. This is selected by Jeff. This is barrel number 5947.
And this one's a rye, right?
This is the rye.
Yeah, this is a six
single barrel Kentucky rye.
This one's a six-year-old rye. We picked this when they just implemented this program this year. So we picked this in January. So us in Burns has one in the Orlando, Tampa area.
All right, let me say cheers. Take a sip. You know, not as sharp as I thought.
No.
Very smooth. Definitely a different flavor characteristic than the Knob Creek, but very smooth. Now, the next special private selection is the Maker's Mark Private Selection. This is the Oak Stave Selection. Tell me about this.
This one is, you get to pick the staves, and we went with all the French and Mocha staves, and nobody in Florida can pick this recipe, but as of yet, nobody's even picked this recipe in the U.S.
And so I like the bottle. It's got the regular bottle, but the front is just a little bit different. And this is 110.4 proof, and this is the exclusive Oak Stave Selection for Corona
and
Cigar.
And the back shows you the staves. So we picked all the mocha ones.
Seared French cuvee,
yep.
Maker's 46 stave, and roasted French mocha stave. Outstanding. All right, so let me swirl this around, and on the nose, definitely some honey I'm getting on that. Say cheers.
So it's a Maker's 46, and then they put the staves in there for an extra 3 months.
Wow.
Which dramatically changes the flavor of it, and then it's barrel strength.
That's got some really, really... unique, different notes. Some sweetness, a little bit of maple, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of clove, cinnamon. Very nice.
We did a drink yesterday with Frangelica, espresso liqueur, chocolate bitters, and a seared lemon twist in it, and made a really good drink.
Last week we had Harlan Wheatley, the master distiller of Buffalo Trace, on from Frankfort, Kentucky. Now we're going to move into the Buffalo Trace Single Barrel Select. You sell a lot of Buffalo Trace.
Sell a lot of everything they make. So this is our Buffalo Trace pick. We do, I think, 6 barrels with them. Hopefully we could do more with different ones every year. We're trying to do a couple more barrel programs.
All right, let me put this on the nose. A little bit of citrusy on the nose here. A little bit of, again, almost honey. We'll say cheers on that. Take a sip. This is the Buffalo Trace Single Barrel Select. And what was it about this barrel that you liked?
We usually get 3 samples, so we always pick the one that's not too hot, not too oaky, just perfect.
It's got some heat, though. Got some spice, but not overly big on the horn.
We try to make it well-round, well-balanced with caramel, vanilla, a little bit of heat, a little bit of spice, so it pairs well with a cigar.
Definitely got some of the caramel notes on there. Very nice. And now, can people buy a bottle of that here or no?
Yeah. The Buffalo Trace, we can. We're getting more barrels in a couple of weeks. So right now I still have Buffalo Trace.
Now, from the Buffalo Trace distillery, one of my favorites is Eagle Rare. You cannot go wrong. It is super smooth. I tell people, if you have a chance of anything, pick up the Eagle Rare. You will not go wrong. And this is the Eagle Rare 10. Again, this is your special selection, the single barrel select. Mm-hmm.
This one actually was picked by Harlan Wheatley for
us. Harlan picked it.
Harlan picked this specially for us.
Wow, this has got a lot of sweetness on the nose. Wow, very floral aroma. Very fruity. Let me say cheers. It's got some heat. Got smokiness to it. A little bit different than the regular Eagle Rare.
This one, I believe, is what, 90 proof?
It's got a lot of wood content to it. Definitely a lot of the charred oak taste I'm getting on it. Some sizzle,
90.
Some spice.
90.
This is, I think, the richest of all the ones we've sampled so far amongst your private selection. So why did Harlan choose that one? Something a little bit spicier?
I guess what happens, we ran out of time. They offered us the barrel, so we let him pick it.
There you go. Now, I remember a number of years ago, I was in Jeff Borsiewicz's office in Orlando, and Jeff had about 15 different small mini bottles on his desk. And he pulled up a cigar and said, here, light this. Tell me what you think of these. And I went through one. I said, ooh, way too sharp. Then another one, I got a little too soft. The one I selected, I go, this is nice. Balanced, smooth, a little bit of warm, a lot of sweetness, a little spice. He's like, that's exactly the one that I selected. Yeah. I thought the other ones, he said, I had the same characteristics. And now we move into the E.L. Weller. Now, Weller's interesting because it's one of those brands that doesn't really get a ton of play. It's not as well known.
Oh,
but they call it the original Mead and
Bourbon. No, it's actually, you can't find it anymore.
Really?
Oh,
that's
why. It's ABC exclusive in Florida, and they allowed us to buy barrels, but I can't sell bottles of it.
Okay.
So I pour it by the shot. So I actually have a green coming, too.
But what I say is, when you think, Weller's not a name that comes top of mind when you think about bourbon, but that's not a reflection of the quality.
My everyday bourbon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about this E.L. Weller Antique 107.
Well, the Weller is William LaRue Weller. That's what it stands for.
What was it?
William LaRue.
William LaRue Weller.
Weller. So he designed the first wheated bourbon ever. This is the Antique 107. Pappy, Julian Van Winkle came to work for them, and the recipe for Pappy came from Weller. It's the same, the same recipe.
That wheat tames it right down. That is smooth. Man, oh, man, that is incredible. Very, very smooth, very pleasant. No heat, no sharpness. Very nice. So of all of these, I have to tell you, I think I'm sold on the E.L. Weller.
Well, I like wheated bourbons.
Spectacular. Next up, here's a name I know you know. John Drew.
John Drew.
All right. We know him as Jonathan Drew. Drew Estate Cigars from Acid Fame and
Liga
Privada. And John, a number of years ago, about 3 years ago, said, I want to get in the spirits business. And initially, he was talking with Jeff, but for numerous reasons, Jeff couldn't get involved. So John decided to venture out on his own and do it. And he launched last spring several different releases. We've got the John Drew Rye and the Braxton Mash. But first up, is this the John Drew Rye I have in front?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So actually, this is not.
No,
that's
right
there. There it is right there. Yes. That's the Weller. I didn't want to let go of that Weller.
The row was good.
Now, this summer, in fact, if you go to CigarDave.com, we will post a link. We have a video inside the Drew Estate area at the Cigar Retailers Convention. We must have spent about 10, 15 minutes talking about the spirits, and they were fantastic. So this is the John Drew Rye. Let me say cheers. Smooth for a rye. Not a lot of kick. Now on the nose, I'm getting almost that rye. If you smell rye bread, you get that rye aroma. I'm getting the same thing. Not a lot of sweetness on the nose, but taste-wise, that is incredibly smooth. What do you think, Somani Dave?
I love it. I think it's really well put together the way they did it.
I think they're outsourcing. They got this from Canada.
I believe they have, because I know that he doesn't have his own distillery.
Correct.
He's basically said, look, I want to be able to go to the best wherever that happens to be.
The rum is actually made in Florida, his rum.
Right. Now he's got what we call the Braxton Mash Destroyer. Now, when I sampled this, it's a bourbon and mash rum. And he said, you know what? I like bourbon. I like the Florida rum. I said, hey, let's mix them together. Let's see what happens. And they're blended and bottled at John Drew Brands in Auburndale, center part of the state of Florida. This is a very unique taste. So let me swish this around here, swirl it in my snifter.
This makes a great cocktail.
And I'll say cheers.
The best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Manhattan.
This is great.
Manhattan,
I mean,
and old fashioned.
This is almost a cocktail in and of itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just incredibly smooth. Little sweetness, a little bit of fruitiness.
You wouldn't know it's 90 proof.
Never know. I tell you, this is going to be a winner for him. It's bourbon and rum mash, Brixton Mash Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. How's this doing for you?
Doing well. We got a couple events set up with them, too.
Very impressive. I have to tell you that when I tasted that, I said to John, combining them is out of the box. It's very acidy, if you will. You know, acid was an out-of-the-box cigar, just kind of out there. And he did the same thing with the rum and the bourbon, and it's very nice. Now, Tommy, I brought a bottle of the Jefferson Presidential 17 that I bought about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, that's the first one.
And I noticed as I was conducting broadcast maneuvers, I look over and I see you pour a glass, and then I see you pour a second glass.
And then a third.
And then probably a third glass. And I'm like, wait a minute, this thing was about 90% filled when I brought it.
You noticed when he put the straw in it, right?
Exactly. So,
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851. Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Change the structure of it all, where the 17 and the first editions of the 18 were not touched, where the rest of them were.
Who knew what I was sitting on?
Right? No.
All right. Well, we won't let any of that go to waste. No doubt about it. Now, we talked about some of the big guys getting involved in bourbons and in whiskeys, American whiskeys. William Granton's son, who we know from Glenfiddich and Balvenie, amongst my favorite.
Wonderful.
That's right. They now are getting into the American bourbon scene. They are releasing a bottling called Fistful of Bourbon. It is a blend of five straight American bourbons from undisclosed distilleries put together by William Granton's son's master blender, Brian Kinsman, and Kelsey McKechnie. And you're going to start seeing that across the U.S. So, again, fear of missing out.
Actually, McCallum just got into it, too.
We talked about that already. We already talked about that. They bought a company.
Wyoming.
Out in Wyoming, exactly. And we said FOMO, the big guys have fear of missing out. So they've gotten involved as well. Tell you what, let's we'll take a short time out. Then when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We've got a couple of other. There's Horse Soldier Reserve Select I want to get to. And I think we've got the Garrison Brothers from Texas that we want to get to. And then, Tommy, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Buffalo Trace 2018 Antique Collection, which was just announced, and a new Jim Beam repeal batch, which was announced. All right, the final and concluding segment of this mega tasting of bourbon and American whiskey's edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Cigar Dave Officers Club members receive fabulous cigars each and every month, and I am pleased to tell you for September 2018, no exception. I got together with Rocky Patel, and we created the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler because all three cigars in the September 2018 selection are award-winning. Starting off with the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary, a robust masterpiece. Then you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, the first cigar produced in Rocky's boutique Nicaraguan factory with a very sought-after Mexican San Andrean wrapper. Finally, you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Royale, a hidden gem. The Royale is rife with flavor and complexity. The September 2018 Officers Club selection featuring the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes.
The General
resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
In a small shack in Kentucky, I've lived most of my life. And I do things my own way. I don't take no one's advice. I'm a simple man, an honest man. Get along just fine. When times are tough, I got three things that help me every time. God, guns, and bourbon. See me through it all.
Well, we wrap up our mega tasting of bourbons and American whiskeys and rye whiskeys as the final hours of National Bourbon Heritage Month wither away. It is sad, but we get ready for Cigar Oktoberfest right around the corner, back at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, along with Tommy Diadio, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement for Corona Cigars in Orlando and the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, Sommelier Dave. I just received word from Scotty Neal at American Freedom Distillers and Horse Soldier Bourbon. He couldn't make it. Something important and urgent came up. However, I said, General, I want to come on with you. We'll do a full tasting of everything. So maybe after Cigar Oktoberfest, we'll bring – actually, maybe we'll record it right from – or we'll do it live from their distillery in St. Petersburg. That will work. All right. So let's – while we're talking about that, Sommelier Dave, why don't we go right into the Horse Soldier Reserve Select. And as we talk about that, it's a very interesting story. American Freedom Distillery, started by about nine guys that actually – were Green Berets during 9/11, and they were amongst the first troops in Afghanistan, and they came in on horseback.
Yeah, they didn't have any mechanized vehicles to go into battle with. They got with the Afghanis, and they went out into the hills and all that on horses and conducted their operations and everything. This is a very nice Kentucky wheated bourbon. It's produced from hand-selected 5, 8, 10-year-old barrels by the team themselves. They all picked these things.
Well, here's an interesting story, because they all went into Afghanistan after 9/11, and Scotty Neal was one of the Green Berets. And here's what's interesting. They were able to recover some steel from Ground Zero from the World Trade Center.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They melted it. Were able to get a forger to melt it down that became the mold for the bottles of Horse Soldier bourbon and whiskey. So every single bottle is fabricated using the steel, the mold from the World Trade Center. Yeah. So very historic, and they've done an incredible job. Tommy, you've done numerous events here.
Yeah. Last time
incredible.
I was here with you, Tommy.
And they also use the metal on the barrel strength from the Trade
That's
Center.
Correct. Exactly. Now, this is the mash bill on this of their Horse Soldier Signature Wheated Bourbon Whiskey is 70% corn, yellow dent corn, 20% wheat, which is soft red winter, and 10% two-row barley. And the water from limestone aquifers carefully filtered for purity. So on the nose,
you're going to get a lot of caramel out of here, some honey, butterscotch.
A lot of butterscotch.
Yeah,
wow.
Butterscotch. Really nice. Maybe some raisin with a hint.
A little raisin,
tofu.
Did you say tofu?
Tofu? I meant toffee.
Toffee.
I misread.
Wait a minute.
30 whiskeys. I'm changing my glasses.
The Cigar Dave shows
right
a tofu-free zone. No vegans allowed.
Changing my glasses as I speak.
All right. This has got some nice warmth, nice flavor. You know what? I think this is the perfect one to end on. And by the way, because of 9/11, let's raise our glass. Cheers to all the memories of those people that were in 9/11 and our great armed forces. May those that served our country and those that didn't make it on 9/11, may they rest in peace. Take another sip.
About $56 a bottle. It's everywhere.
Worth every penny. Tommy Diadio of Zadoff Lounge, Sommelier Dave. Many
great
thanks. Cigar
General.
Dave, the General. Say, Mayor Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. So long, National Bourbon Heritage Month. We'll miss you.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.